Praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight and we'll open by reading a scripture. Just having a word of prayer. Turn with me to Psalms 103. Amen. Psalms 103. Verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Praise the Lord for that. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Father, we are privileged people to be able to come back to the house of the Lord. And as we come tonight, Lord, just gathering here to worship you and to praise you because you are good. And Father, we just appreciate you bringing us through another week and just putting it in our heart to come out to the house of the Lord tonight, giving us strength to be able to come, Lord. Thank you for protecting us over the dangerous highways and allowing us to arrive tonight. Those saints that may still be on the way, God, we pray traveling mercies for them. And as we come, Lord, tonight, may your spirit just meet us here in only a way that you can. Minister to every heart and to every need here tonight. If there is any sick, Lord, may healing virtue flow from Calvary's cross. If there's any bound, may deliverance come into the house, Lord. Whatever the need is, God, we ask that you meet it here tonight. And we're careful to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen and amen. Let's sing a few choruses of this song. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, and I sent my word to heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Yes, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, and I sent my word to heal your disease. For I am the Lord, your healer. Come on, you are the Lord that healeth me. Say, you are the God, oh, that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. Oh, and you sent your word, yes, to heal my disease. For you are the Lord, my healer. Oh, you are the God that healeth me. You are the God all that he leadeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. Oh, when you sent your word, yes, to heal my disease. Oh, you are the Lord, you are the Lord, my healer. Come on, one more time. You are the God that healeth me. Say, you are the God, oh, that healeth me. You are the Lord, you are my healer. And you sent your word, yes, to heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word to heal my disease. Oh, you sent your word, oh, to heal my disease. Oh, you are the Lord, my healer. Come on, you sent your word to heal my disease. You sent your word, Lord, to heal my disease. Well, you are the Lord, my healer. Let's give him a hand of praise tonight. Thank him for being our healer, our deliverer. Whatever we need, he is to us tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'd like to try, I command my hands to praise the Lord. 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 Say, hands, you got to praise the Lord. Oh, say, hands, you got to praise the Lord. Say, hands, you got to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hands, you got to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I command my feet to praise the Lord. Say, I command my feet, yes, to praise the Lord. Well, I command my feet to praise the Lord. Say, feet, you got to praise the Lord. Oh, my feet, you got to praise. Well, feet, you got to praise the Lord. Come on, say, feet, oh, you got to praise. I command my mouth, oh, I command my mouth to praise the Lord. Say, I command my mouth, yes, to praise. Oh, I command my mouth, yeah. Oh, say, I command my mouth, yes, to praise. Say, mouth, mouth, you got to praise. Come on, say, mouth, you got to praise. Oh, say, mouth, oh, you got to praise. Well, say, hallelujah. Oh, I command my body to praise the Lord. Come on, say, I command my body, yes, to praise. Hey, I command my body. You got to praise the Lord, say, oh, yeah. Hey, say, body, oh, you got to praise. Say, body, you got to praise. Say, body,
You gotta praise somebody. Yeah, yeah, come on. Oh, say mouth, mouth. You got to praise. Say mouth. Oh, you got to praise. Say mouth. You got to praise. Hey, say mouth. Hallelujah. Come on. Say hands, hands. You got to praise. Say hands. You gotta praise. Oh, say hands. You gotta praise. Oh, say hands. Hallelujah. You gotta praise. Come on. Say spirit. Say spirit. You gotta praise. Say spirit. You gotta tell your spirit. Hey, say spirit. You gotta praise. Oh, say spirit. No matter how you feel, glory. Hey, say spirit. Spirit, you got to praise. Say spirit. Oh yeah. Oh, say spirit. Oh, you gotta praise. Say spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, one more time. Say hands, hands. You got to praise. Say hands. Yeah, yeah. Oh, say hands. Oh, you got to praise. Say hands, hands. You got to praise the Lord. Somebody worship him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Good job, sis. God bless. Did a real good job on that. Amen. Let's just sing one more. Amen. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Amen. We thank God that he won the victory for us. We just get to enjoy the benefits of it. Amen. But he won it all for us. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me, and death could not hold you down. For you are the risen King. Oh, you are seated in majesty. Oh, you are the risen King. Oh, we say hallelujah. You have won the victory. Oh, hallelujah. You have won it all for me, and death could not hold you down. Because you are the risen King. You are seated in majesty. Lord, you are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. Oh, and death could not hold you down. Hey, for you are the risen King. Lord, you are seated in majesty. Oh, you are the risen King. Hallelujah. Oh, we say hallelujah. You have won the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you have won it all for me. One more time. Death could not hold you down, and death could not hold you down. Oh, for you are the risen King. Oh, you're seated in majesty. Yes. You are the risen King.
Let's just give him another hand of praise, church. Death couldn't hold him down. The risen King. Amen. The prophet said the earth wasn't big enough to keep Jesus down. Amen. We thank God for that. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. Tonight, let's prepare for tonight's tithes and offering. And as we're making, amen, preparation for that, I want to mention that anybody that would like to share a testimony tonight or anything like that, we want to give space to you to be able to do that. Anything the Lord has just done for you, you want to share, certainly we'll give space for that tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's bow in a word of prayer as we pray over the offering. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have tonight to give. And we ask that you would use this for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. We thank you for blessing us with jobs, income, for meeting the needs in our homes. And as you meet the needs in our homes, you also meet the needs in this church. And we thank you for that. We also thank you in advance for the new church, the new school that you will provide for us. We, God, we're under expectation for you to do great things, amen, here in our midst. So we ask God that you bless our giving tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Amen. Do we have anybody that want to share a testimony tonight? Amen. We certainly want to give opportunity for that. Bible tells us to make known his deeds. Amen. So we like to try to give space to that. Anybody got anything they want to share? All right. Praise the Lord. Don't everybody speak at once. All right. Amen. Well, we thank God for another week. Amen. Just how good he's been to us. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. I figured somebody need to say, I've been doing something for somebody. You know, I figured, well, I just say, you know, I just appreciate the Lord. I don't have any real special testimony or anything. I guess it's all because when you really look at it, he woke me up this morning. Amen. He took us over to Okeechobee last night. We had a wonderful time in the Lord over there with Brother Cliff. You know, God is good. God is real good. And I'm just thankful, church. Thankful for where, you know, how the Lord is moving in my life, in the life of my family. And just thankful for where I'm at right now. Thankful to be in the service of the Lord, you know. Just sitting back there, and I was just observing things. And said, you know, every service is important. We don't know what God could plan. It could happen on a Friday night. We come all gung-ho and ready to shout on one leg on Sunday, but I find that most of your blessings and breakthroughs happen on those off nights. You know, when you had to press your way out, you done worked all day, you're tired. And that's when we should give our all, 100%. Come and light this place on fire on a Friday night, on a Wednesday night. You know, I mean, that's just my experience. I've seen God come down and people trying to leave and can't leave. And just you really just got a wonderful blessing. You know, we just got a little thing out my shed. I don't know if she wanted me to. But, you know, my wife not too long ago had a, test done, aptitude or some kind of test to see if she's going to be able to go back to work. And a couple weeks ago, she had this test done, you know, and they wouldn't, the people that did the test, the doctors off that did the test wouldn't even give her the results. They said, well, you got to contact the insurance company. We have to send it to them. And after a week or so, she's trying to contact somebody there to tell her what the results were. She's finally got the call today. And the lady said that we don't ever recommend you working as an RN again. We're not going to release you. The doctor's not going to release you to ever go back to work again. You know, but she came out and she told me, and you know, it kind of caught me off guard a little bit, and it caught her, I can tell. And you know, my wife said, well, I want to go shopping. And I'm like, Lord, have mercy. This is like, I want to save. I don't want to go shopping. But, you know, we went out, and, you know, just I figured I'd need to get out the house. And she said something later. She said, I was finna get depressed. But something came over me. We not finna get depressed. She said, let's get on up and let's go on out to church and serve the Lord. I said, we're just going to trust the Lord anyhow, and we're going to just keep moving on. We're going to keep moving on. It ain't whether the RN, EN, or whatever letters it in, we serve Jesus. Amen. And he is the author of our finances, and we're just going to trust him for everything that we need. Because, you know, we know that we're in his will. And if we just stay in his will and continue to do his work, he going to have to do the work. He going to have to make sure, see the need. We just going to fall and just trust in him. Amen, church. And I just figured I'd just come up and share some kind of testimony since the brother asked for somebody and everybody sat there and just looked at him and said, Lord, ain't Jesus ain't done nothing for nobody. Well, I tell you what, he brought me back. Amen. And I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. Saints, I tell you what, I ain't felt so good in a long time. I told my brother, I said, man, I don't need nobody to tell me to be Troy, to be Troy. This is just who I am. This is just who I am from a little bitty boy. My grandma used to take me to church all the time, and I would bring my guitar and sit in the back and play. They wouldn't let me come up and play with the musicians because I didn't know what I was doing. But I take in the back and I just strum my guitar. I'm serving the Lord. I was at that well. I said, next time I'm coming to church, I'm going to bring me a washboard. I'm going to show y'all how to worship. Get that washboard. I'm going to serve him anyhow. Amen. Church, y'all just continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And bring your fire to church on Friday nights and Wednesday nights. I'm off nights, you never know what the next person need. They fire may be a little dim. They need to stick they wick near your fire. And then we all burn. We all leave here burning just a little bit brighter. Just a little bit more on fire for the Lord. So I know we all tired. Let's just shake off the devil and things like that, man, and just love one another and just love the Lord and just love being in church. I could have been home just doing anything. Out somewhere doing God knows what. But we're here in the house of the Lord. We ought to be excited about coming to the house of the Lord. I'm excited about coming to the house of the Lord. I done missed too many services. I missed a lot of services. I got to make up the time. Because I got a lot of ground to make up. Amen. Brother, get the mic. Lord, have mercy. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Anybody else got anything they want to share? All right, come on. That's what I'm talking about. Need somebody to stir it up a little bit.
I just want to thank God for where he has brought you. Just, you know, a little over, 21 days ago, God allowed Brother Jack to come home from work. And he's just been here with us during the day, you know, over here studying and doing things and getting just some things done that, you know, that he would normally have to get done after he got off work. So, just being here and kind of supporting us next door with computers and different things like that, and just really truly been a blessing to have him around. And you know, knowing that that's, you know, what he does for us over there, and you know, that's not his A number one job, you know, truly believing that God brought him home so that he could be able to minister to people, you know, at a time when he's when normally at work he wouldn't be able to do that. So today he was here, and I left after school. Sister Rebecca and I, we left after school and went and did some shopping, and so he, you know, decided that he was going to stay up here. So he stayed up here, and while I was out shopping, I got a phone call from someone, and I could tell that on the phone call that they were distraught and they were crying, and I could barely understand what they were saying. But what I did make out was, you know, them asking me, you know, is Brother Jack still at the church? Because, and I was like, I don't know, because I had left, you know, over an hour before. So I was like, I really don't know. And they were like, well, I saw, you know, I see the vehicle in the back. And I said, well, if you see the vehicle, yes, that he's still there. So they were like, you know, I just want to go, and I need somebody to pray for me. I just need somebody to pray for me. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm sure he's there. You go ahead. You go right ahead. You know. So so we went on up and finished up what we were doing, and then I you know, made my way over here, and walking through the door and seeing him sitting there and counseling somebody and getting ready to pray for them, you know, at a time he would have been at work, you know, and just something so, I can't say small because it was large to that person, but something like that, you know, maybe other ministries take for granted, you know, just being able to see him do that and be here for that person that at that time needed someone, and that person doesn't even attend this church, and just needing someone, knowing that they could call on him to, you know, and basically get what they were looking for. And I thank God that he's in a position now that he's able to do that, not just for us, because the gift is not just for us, it's for everyone. So I thank God for that, you know, nothing, you know, huge. Well, it is. It's huge to somebody. So I thank God for that. And I, like I said, I didn't want to steal his thunder in case he was going to say something. But God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I know I couldn't have said it like that. So thank you, dear, for sharing that. Anybody else? Come on, sis. Amen. Praise the Lord. You had something too, sis? All right. You next. Amen. Praise God. Make his deeds known.
God bless you. I just want to thank God. I have a student from FAU that that is I'm a clinical ed professor, well, not professor, but teacher. And so she's an older lady. She's 52. And so when she walked in, she was looking for somebody. And she looked at me and she was like, "Ooh, you wasn't what I expected." And I was like, "You're not what I expected either." But, you know, she's been coming and just being in the classroom and things like that. And we've been talking, you know, about our children and things like that. And she was just like, "You know, I really know that God put me here with you. And I'm so appreciative that God has put me here with you. And I'm learning a lot and just, you know, just I'm grateful just to see how you handle the children and things like that." So one morning she came in and I had the church radio on and just had the music playing. And she walked in and I was like, "Look, this is my time. So, you know, I need my music on." And so she asked me a question and I turned it off and I answered her question. And she said, "Well, can you turn back on the music, please?" And so I turned on the music and it just kept playing. And before the children came in, she said, "I really appreciate you having the music on. I really appreciate just the feeling that I feel in your room. What is that radio station that you're listening to?" And I said, "Oh, that's our church website." And she said, "That music came from your church?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah." And she was like, "Oh, that was so nice." So we talked about that a little bit. And she purposely comes early now so I can turn on the church website so she can listen to the music. And some of the songs she knows, and she sits back there and she's singing the songs and everything. And I'm just grateful that you never know what you're listening to, how it can affect somebody else. And I was just, you know, usually I turn on Let the Church Say Amen or something off of YouTube, you know, but I just was like, "Well, I think I want to listen to our music." And that's what I've been playing. And this morning I was a little later than normal, and she said, "You didn't have on the music this morning. You didn't have on the music this morning." And I said, "Yeah, I was running a little late and I had to do some stuff before the kids came in." And she said, I missed the music. And, you know, I just really thank God. And, you know, I guess we may need to add some stuff on there. But, you know, it's just wonderful just to know that it's not all the boom, 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 and it's real mellow songs. And she's just thankful for the atmosphere she feels in the classroom before the kids get in there. And I thank God to know that I'm part of a church that God has allowed us to, you know, create that atmosphere in my classroom. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. That's really good. Just never know how people get strength. And I guess I have a little bit more time, so I can keep that music updated. So I forgot all about that. I can get started on that again. Sis, you had something you want to share? Amen.
God bless. I didn't want to share this because I'm usually a person that like to keep things to myself when I've been going through. I'm a person that goes through depression through my cycle of my life because of, you know, circumstances that comes upon my life. I've been going through, but I read the word every day. That's the Lord help me, my nerves. Sorry. As I'm going through and reading the passage and worshiping, it's easy for me to, you know, I'm a person that always like to inspire, you know, hope to inspire others. You know, it's easy for me to inspire others, and why I'm on Facebook or Instagram, because when I'm going through, it helps me to know I'm helping somebody else. But, you know, when life strikes, sometimes, you know, you got to take a moment to, you know, sometimes the Lord is quiet. And then that's when you don't hear him. Then that's when the storm comes very rough and upon your life. But I ask for prayer through that. But, you know, to overcome it, you know, it's not easy to overcome it, you know. But through the word and keeping people's hopes alive, it helps me to keep my spirit alive.
Amen. We certainly appreciate Sister Jennifer. And I can tell you that something I was reading here today with Brother Branham saying, when the devil's always chasing you, that means he don't have you. Right? So that's the time you say to just rejoice and keep pressing on, because he don't have you, you know. And when Sister Jennifer's not posting, that's when I get worried. Right? But when I see a post, I'm like, okay, she's still pressing on. Amen. So God bless you, sister. Amen. Keep the faith. Anybody else? All right.
God bless you. Two things. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for answered prayers. Through the last couple of years, I know our church has been praying for what Brother Jack calls replication. And just seeing how the Lord is working in that way, I don't want to put her on the spot, but I thank God for Sister Jessica. I really, really thank God for her. The Lord knows how Sister Rachel and I, we get tired sometimes and kind of just enjoy sitting in the audience from time to time, and we haven't been able to do that, not at this church, not at any other church we visit. We always end up in the musician stand, and sometimes we were just, man, Lord, you got to send somebody else. We need some help. You know, sometimes we, being up here just isn't what we want to do every time we come. You know, sometimes we want to worship from the pews. So, you know, I just thank the Lord that it's not a replacement, as we said, but it's just someone to help out and someone that we can all just take time to worship in that way together. And so I thank God for that. And just for seeing how the Lord is raising up even brothers in the church to help Brother Jack. And that's something that we've been praying for too. So I thank God for that. On the other side of that, it kind of is similar to what Sister Tina was talking about. I thank God for just putting a light inside of me. And this is not for my glory, but I thank God for putting me at Chick-fil-A. I did not want to work there at all. But, you know, things happened. I ended up there. And I thank God for the boss he gave me. I work very closely with her. And I've been there for a year now. And just, it's so funny how the Lord just works things out. I ended up being almost like her right-hand person. You know, if anything goes wrong, she calls me, you know. And today, a lot of crazy things are going on at the job. It's her day off. It was my day to be here at the school. Neither of us are at the restaurant. She's calling me all day trying to tell me what's going on. And, you know, well, this is happening. And every time, you know, she would call, it wasn't really something I could do, but I would just listen. And she always just says, you know, thank you for listening. Thank you for being there to listen to me. I appreciate that. And she, you know, she says, you're more than just a coworker. You're my friend. And I appreciate that. And just hearing her say that to me so often, and even she's told me, you know, because of you, I've grabbed back onto the Lord's hands. And it's because of you, because he placed you in my life. And she constantly is telling me, you are here for me. You're here for a reason, and you're here for me. And I just thank God for that, because I came because I needed a little extra money. But she seems to believe, and I just have to agree with her, the Lord has me there for a purpose. And I thank God for that, because, you know, sometimes you could just be kind of feeling like you're not really doing anything with your Christian life. And I'm not really good at going, hey, you want to come to church with me? You want to come? You know, I've never been that great at it. I've tried and I've invited people, but I know that it's not exactly something that I've been that great at doing. And even though I've invited people to church and I've seen, you know, some people come in and so forth, I thank God for the opportunity to be a daily example, you know, to someone, and to know that even though I didn't step up and say, you know, every single time I saw her, well, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins, you know, I wasn't always doing that. But even just in my conversation, in the fact that I don't cuss, in the fact that, you know, the music they listen to, I don't entertain, just in the fact that I wear my skirts to work, she has noticed that, and other people have noticed it too. And I thank God, because, you know, it's an encouragement to say, you know, the Lord is really working in your life, whether you know it or not. And it's just an encouragement to me to say, okay, I got to step up. Sometimes I may be slacking, so I got to step up, because someone is always watching. And so I thank God for just bringing that to my attention, and just encourage you all just to keep your fire going and always, you know, make sure that you're keeping God first in your life. You never know who you're going to help by doing that. So,
amen. Praise the Lord. Certainly appreciate that. Anybody else before we go further? All right, I got. Okay, come on, brother. Come on, Brother Jerry.
God bless you, church. I figured if, you know, everyone else have a testimony, should testify too. Just once again, want to thank the Lord for, you know, another day to be here with you guys and just waking me up in the morning, seeing my family, and just, you know, how he's always protecting me, and just his grace, his mercy, his faithfulness, and just how, you know, there'll be times I can mess up over and over and over again, just same mistakes that I do, and he's just, you know, he's just faithful to me. You know, when I'm all faithful, you know, he's faithful to me. And, you know, last, I think it was Wednesday night, me and Jerry was just talking about, you know, how Jerry was, he used to be on fire for God. He just had this desire where it was like, you know, he was just really on fire for God. And it was like, you know, he said he lost his desire to serve God and everything. And I came to that place where it's like, when I first came here, you know, I felt like I was in heaven. And now I just feel the desire is not really how it was when I first came here. And me and him related. And we just, you know, just talked about it and we prayed together. And just last night we went together to Okeechobee, to Brother Smiley's. And, you know, we just fellowshiped together. We just had a good time. And we just sat in the car, just talked. We just, you know, talked about, you know, just about, you know, Brother Josue and just everything he went through and just how God brought him out. Like, there's so many things he went through in his life. And the way how Brother Josue is now, he's not the same. And me and Brother Jerry, you know, we see that desire in him to serve God, and he's on fire for God now. And that's the desire I want, you know. I just been trying, you know, every day just being tempted and just trials and things of that nature. And it's like, you know, now I'm just trying to get to that place where I want to serve God. And you know, Satan, he's going to continue fighting. And I know I have to fight back. But, you know, every day, you know, just different things happen. And I'm just fighting. I'm fighting. I'm just making sure that, you know, everything I do is pleasing to God, and that my worship, I make sure that, you know, every day that I have time to read the word, no matter, you know, if I have homework and just different things of that nature. And you know, I'm trying my best. I just pray that, you know, I get to that place where I need to be, because I know we're running out of time. And I need to get to that place where, you know, I need to get to that place where, you know, I'm longing to be. I don't know how to describe it, but all right, just keep me in your prayers.
Praise the Lord. I have to say, on last night when we went to Okeechobee, it was me, Brother Troy, Brother Jeffrey, Brother Jerry, Brother Josue and Linda and Abby. And when we walked in church and, you know, just seeing this group of brothers, you know, from Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, just coming to church, Brother Smiley made a comment. He said, God has, he's kind of restored, you know, the team after we lost some real good men, you know, last year. And I got them to give like a double portion. Right, a double portion. Even some, I was getting my hair cut today, and Brother Gary said the same thing. You know, and I'm like, yeah, man, that's confirmation. So God is a good God. Amen. Sister Naomi, I saw you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Just to follow up with what Rebecca said, a month ago, my sister-in-law took on an executive position at an assisted living. And she asked me like multiple times if I wanted to work because all the kids are at school.
And I was like, no, because, you know, we're getting ready to move. I don't want that to hold me back. And she keep asking me, so I'm like, well, okay, I'll do it just until we move, which we're still moving. Okay. And so I took the position, and they wanted the night position. It was three to eight. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, I guess I'll take that. And then someone said, well, we won't be able to go to church on Fridays. I said, yeah, you're right. But anyway, I took the position, and they were trying to train somebody for the morning position. And every time they train this person, it just never works out. It just never works out. So last week, the owner came, and I was training this young lady for the morning position, and she was like, he came up and he said, Naomi, what is she doing here? I said, well, I'm training her for the morning position, you know, and he's like, which position are you taking? You're leaving us? I said, no, I'm taking the night position. He's like, no, the morning position is yours. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So he gave me the morning position. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll be able to go to church on Fridays. And they're from Argentina, and they're very strict, and the way they speak is very blunt. And the daddy, he's really rough. And he came the other day, and he was just really upset and, you know, real rude and stuff. And I look at him. He didn't say anything at all, and he came around the corner, and he was like, Naomi, like, do this, and this, and I'm like, okay. So he came to me afterwards. He said, I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry. I said, I don't speak English that good. I'm just so sorry. And I told one of my coworkers that he did that, and she said, he never apologized. This is the first time he ever apologized. I said, well, and after that, he was just nice to me and stuff, and because they think I'm too meek. And at first I was like, oh, well, I'm very offended. What you mean I'm meek, you know? And then I read the scripture, the meek shall inherit the earth, and I'm like, okay, well, that's a good thing. So I'm just thankful that the Lord blessed me with that position until we move, and I'm able to come to church on Fridays.
Amen. Thank God for that. Anybody else? All right. Praise the Lord. Amen.
God bless you. I kind of have two testimonies. Well, they're not really two, but one, I want to thank God for healing my body, because for like 3.5 weeks I was sick. Like, I had a cold, and I was still going to work. Sorry, guys, if you came and ate at Chick-fil-A, but I was still going to work, and like, my bosses could tell that I was sick. Like, I was just, like, not feeling it. And I think I only went, for those 3 weeks, I think I only went home early once. I never called out a shift. I even showed up when I wasn't supposed to be there. But it was kind of weird because, like, the week after I got sick, I was starting to get better. And then my boss got sick. And he called out all his shifts. Mind you, I was still sick. So they're like, oh, can you cover his shift? I'm like, okay, I guess so. But, and then I started getting better. Then when we went to South Carolina on the bus because it was so cold, I got sick again. And then going to Tennessee and North Carolina with the different altitudes and the changes and everything, I kept getting sick. But I just want to thank God for, like, healing my body, because I was, like, really tired of my body, and it was just really wearing on me having to go to work and having to do all the different things I have to do. Sometimes I'm the only leader there, and it's a lot of stress, so you can really wear on your body. So I just want to thank God for healing me and just really helping me through this time. And I also want to thank God for, I guess, raising a standard, because you know how the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard, and the standard is the Word of God. So this whole year has been kind of just like that for me. I thought I was supposed to graduate in the spring, but I'm graduating this fall. I still thank the Lord for that. It's just like a major setback for me. Because I had to go to school in the summer, which I never do, and it was just a lot of work between work and school. Having to take 3 classes and then having to work like almost full time was like a lot, and then during all the meetings and everything, so it was just really stressful for me. And also just not being able to get to the program that I wanted to for this year, it kind of just like really threw me off, because I had like my whole life planned out. Like I knew what I was going to do. 2 years, and then I'm going away. You know, I'm going to go to school, and then I'll be done with school because I don't like school. But not being able to get into it, and not being able to graduate in the fall. I mean, in the spring, like I wanted to, was really just like it kind of messed me up because I like to have control and know what I'm doing. So it was like I was really getting stressed out and like really afraid. Like, what if I don't get in next year? What if I don't? What if this happens? What if that happens? But the other day, I just, sometimes when I'm reading my Bible, after I've read, like, my scripture for the day, sometimes I just flip through my Bible, like, let's see what I land on, just see. And I landed on Psalms 50, I think it's 56:3, and it says, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And it was, like, that was one of the things that I was trying to do, like, put my trust in God, because, like, the Bible says, he has plans for us. He knows what plans are, even if we don't see it. Like, he's the one who knows what we're gonna go through, even before we go through it. So it was like just to see that, like I've read Psalms so many times, but to see that scripture, and that's like the one I turned to, I was like, this is you speaking to me, God. So it was just like, it's a blessing for me to be able to hear from him. Even sometimes it seems like he's quiet, but his word is always there for us. So it was just, I just thank God for that and thank him for keeping me safe, especially with all this rain and different things. So just thank the Lord.
Amen. Certainly thank God for that. All right. Come on, bro.
Yeah, Brother Troy, God bless you. Amen. I guess I can say that I can identify with each and every testimony. You know, I guess over the past couple of months, my heart is truly to move here. So being still over in Palm Bay, I was starting to get a little depressed, you know, trying to figure out why we're still in that area and what's the purpose of the Lord for us being there. Still, I don't have the answer. You know, I pray and pray, and like everyone was saying, it seems like he's silent. And in those times, you know, Brother Branham said, you have to be certain of God. So I continue to just believe he's going to work it out. And been having a lot of trouble on my job with my boss. I don't know what's up with him. He follows me around trying to find something wrong with whatever I do. So I pray about that, and, you know, just getting a little depressed, and then coming here and the atmosphere and the different messages that you hear, you just get encouraged. And the next time you go to a meeting, there's something else. And just the way that he acts with me compared to all the rest of my coworkers, it's just, I just feel there's something there. So, you know, going to work this morning, you know, I got up early. I pray before I leave the house, and I just listen to a message as I'm working all day in my car. And right before I went into this Family Dollar, I was talking to my wife. And I was going to the Family Dollar that I work. The lady in there, she complains about her job all the time. So it's easy to get down whenever I talk to her. So right before I went in, before my wife called, Brother Branham was talking about the African slave, how he conducted himself in the midst of slavery and kept his head up because he knew who he was. And I just thought back, you know, to one time I was laying in bed with my wife, and she said, all these trials coming your way, you believe the song you sang? You know who you are? So that came back to me, and I'm grateful for my wife. I can thank the Lord for my wife. She's everything I prayed for, except for dimples. I asked for that. She was everything that I asked for, but dimples. But if she smiled right and the light hit her, I could see it. But, you know, she encourages me, and she gives me a push, you know, before I go. But as I walked into that account this morning, and a lady came up, she said, how you doing today? I said, I'm doing fine. She said, well, it's Friday. I said, oh, Lord. She said, I don't know how I'm going to get through the day. I said, well, you know, before I came in here, I was thinking to myself, I have to change my mind concerning how I go about my work and I'm planning on starting that today. I'm going to be positive about everything that I do. I'm out here. I'm working for the Lord. I'm going to give him my best, and how everything turns out, it's in his hands. She said, you know, I was talking to my mother about something like that, but you put it the right way. I think I'm going to try that too. I said, well, praise the Lord, try it too. Let's see how it works out. So like everyone was saying, God puts you in a place for a reason. Sometimes your fire may die down, Brother Jeffrey. Mine started to die down. I mean, you feel that way because it's a late hour. The Holy Ghost is lifting the earth, like Brother Branham said. It's lifting the earth. So we see all this wickedness around us, but we can't let it, what we have, become common. We can't even let that become common. We have to keep that fire, keep pressing through. We have to keep pressing through. It's going home time. So I just keep looking up. I'm trying to stay encouraged, and just being here with you does it. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. That's wonderful. All right, anybody else? Okay, all right. Okay, I got a couple more. All right.
Thank God for all of y'all testimonies. Thank God for Uncle Troy coming up and talking. Sometimes, like, you don't really know you have a testimony until you hear other people talk, and then you're like, oh, yeah, you know. But I want to give a testimony, kind of piggybacking off what a lot of people said. Mima had asked me to give me this testimony. Mima had asked me to give this testimony a while back. Last time we had a Friday night service, I honestly did not forget, but I got nervous, so I didn't want to say anything. But listening to all you all talk, I said, all right, I'll just go ahead and say something. But at work, you know, like Brother Solomon was saying, you got to be positive. Like Sister Rebecca was saying, you don't know who's watching you, you know. And I don't really wake up till about 10 o'clock. But still, you know, when I'm out there working at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm still trying to be positive and, you know, and help people along. And people on Mondays, everybody's grumpy. And I just got this thing when they say it's Monday, I say 4 days away from Friday, we can make it, you know, just like trying to be positive and whatever I do. So one day I was going to a building and this lady walked out, and every time I see her, I just say hi. I just wave to her and keep going. And I said hi, and she said hi, and she said, you know what? Every time I see you, there's just this light that just comes off of you, and it just brightens up my day, because, you know, we live in a dark world. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, and it's just something about the people that work for your company, because I just saw another lady in the elevator, and I'm like, that's Sister Michelle. Like, the way she was talking, I'm like, that is nobody but Sister Michelle. And she's like, I just know when I see the red shirts, and y'all just going to brighten up my day, and I really appreciate you all. And I said, well, thank you. And then she kept on talking about, you know, living in a dark world and stuff like that, and how we have to be the light. And I disagreed with her. And that morning, I was having an off morning, to be honest with you. And I didn't feel like working. I didn't feel like talking to nobody or anything like that. But just kind of amazed me that she still saw the light. And so I called Sister Michelle, and she said, I didn't even say nothing to her. I just smiled at her. That's all I did. And I said, well, you made an impact just with that simple smile. You know, you made an impact. And we kind of laughed about it and talked about how you just don't know. You don't know how you impact people. And, you know, listening to Sister Rebecca talk about Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I tease them all the time about, we're going to convert everybody in Chick-fil-A and, you know, the chicken coop and, you know, all that other stuff. I tease all the time, and, you know, they'll be like, I don't want to invite so-and-so. And I make up ways to invite people. But it's very much so out of my element. I guess the only reason why I do it, because I know that they know them, so it's like, okay, these are cool people, you know, like that. But I told the Lord last year, I said, you know, one day I'll do more, but if I can just get one to church every year, if I can just get one to church every year, you know, I feel like I should give him more, but that's a starting point. And so that's been my goal, just every year, just get one person to come and stick. And that's been my goal. And, you know, just like Sister Rebecca said, Sister Jessica, you know, I appreciate her. I really, really do. I know sometimes I'm really hard on her because I'm like, come on, Jessica, come on, you know. But she comes along so quickly. The other night I sat there and I taught her close to 10 songs within 30 minutes. She had them, you know. That's a gift. And it was a gift that we really, really needed. So I thank God for that gift that he was able to give Sister Jessica, that she can come in, and even Brother Josiah getting over here on the drums. You know, we need that, brothers in the church, and we've been praying about it. And one day, and I even told Brother Jack that, so one day I was just praying. I sat there and I thought, and then I just started counting the brothers that were in the church, and I'm like, we got them right here. We just, you know, we got to do what we got to do, but we got them. And as far as Brother Jeffrey's testimony, you know, I do appreciate that testimony because it was transparent. You know, everybody gets to that point. And I remember telling someone one time, I said to them, you know, as long as I've been this message, there was a point where I wanted to walk away. And they asked me, they said, as much as you knew you wanted to walk away. And I said, it's not about what you know up here. It's about something that you have down here. And there came a point in my life where that something wasn't down here. It was just all up here. And after a while, this kind of goes, and I'm not saying that's just Brother Jeffrey, I'm saying that's me. After a while, what you got up here goes away, and it don't hold no more. And I wanted to walk away, but the thing that kept me, and it's so funny that he would say that, because today I'm working and I'm thinking, Lord, we got to get these, I was thinking about the little ones. I said, we got to get the little ones together and do stuff with the little ones. And I was listening to Adventures in Odyssey, and I was listening to all this stuff. They have different podcasts that they do. And all these people that are actors, they just do voiceovers in this makeup world talking about, I mean, famous people talking about their favorite thing that they did was Adventures in Odyssey, which is a Christian children's program, a voiceover. And I said, God, these people spend all this time, hours and hours, in front of a microphone. And that is that's their most favorite thing, serving you through a microphone. What can we do for these little ones? So going back to what he was saying, I sat back there and I remember telling that person that said that to me. I said, yeah, all these years I didn't know, but one thing I will say that kept me was fellowship. Because the first thing that the devil always wants to get you to do is walk away and not be around people. Not talk to anybody, not fellowship with anybody. You know, there was a time where the young people got together all the time. People got busy and we stopped, but we can make time to fellowship, because sometimes it's not even getting together and having a Bible study. Sometimes it's just knowing that there's other young people out there that are walking this walk. That's what helps. That's what helps us stay together and stick together. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the testimonies and I'm like, we got to get that fellowship back going, you know, potlucks, get together with the young people, the younger people, you know, game nights, whatever it takes. We got to do that because it's late and the devil wants to pick us off. I've seen him do it, and his joy is picking off one by one, and he'll pick off the people that you think is the strongest first, and then you don't know what to do anymore. But if we just continue that fellowship, I believe that God will really begin to strengthen us up, especially our young people. I would love to see that strengthen us up. So thank everybody for their testimonies. It got my mind going. Thank Brother Troy, because we needed that. And I ask that you just continue to pray for me. Everybody's got struggles. And I ask that you just continue to pray for me, that God just strengthen me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Certainly thank God for that. I saw Sister Charisse. Okay, Sister Charisse, while you're making your way, I think Sister Jessica also, you want her to go first? All right, Sister Charisse, you can go first. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, stir up the gift. Y'all, thank God for this.
God bless you. Well, I would like to say I thank God for being here tonight. Not only tonight, but I thank God for keeping the desire in me to even come to church and serve him. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm so tired because I work like almost every day of the week. The money's good, paychecks are good, but I work every day, like every day except Sunday. And then I come here and then I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Then I go to school, I go straight to school. I mean, from school, I go straight to work. And then I don't get home until like almost 12 and I'm just like so tired. But today I got off work and I'm just like, I don't feel like going to church tonight. And when I got home, I went to around like 5 or something like that. I went to sleep, and then I didn't set my alarm or anything like that. I'm like, I'm not gonna go to church tonight. And I knew I had to get up to go get to my from work. So when I woke up, when she called me, I'm like, okay, I'm coming. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to throw some clothes. I'm just going to go get hair. I'm going to come back home. I'm going back to sleep because I have to be work at 5 in the morning tomorrow. So I'm like, I'm not coming to church tonight. So I wouldn't even say it's me, but I feel like it was God. I just felt so convicted. I was like, you know, I was just picking a random shirt to put on and a random skirt. I'm like, and I just felt, you know, in my heart, I'm just like, why am I not going to church tonight? And I'm like, there's no reason for me not to go to church. I know I'm tired. So I go. And I get some clothes. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to church tonight. And so while I'm driving there, I pick up Samaya. And even the devil again is like, oh, you're tired. Go back home. Cause my back is hurting. My feet feel like they're on fire. And I'm just like, just go back home. And then I saw it was like almost 7:30. It was getting 7:40. I'm like, oh, it's late anyway. I'm driving on. I'm like, I might as well just turn back. By the time I get here, it'll be like 8 o'clock. And then I got here. Sitting in the back, and just to hear all the testimonies that, you know, encouraging me. I really thank God for, you know, me making the decision to come out on a Friday night to even serve him, even though it's not like a, you know, a Sunday morning service where we're up and, you know, hearing a word or anything like that. Just to sit here and listen to all the testimonies of how God has brought people through during the week has really been encouragement to me. I really thank God for even keeping the desire in me to keep going, pressing on, and, you know, getting up, coming out to church. And it's just really a blessing, so.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, my Sister Jessica. No, that's not what everybody else did. So.
God bless you. I would like to say, firstly, thank you to Sister Rachel, because I don't remember, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, I don't remember how long, I think I said 5 years I known you. Okay, so the first time I met her, she, you know, she started helping us at home with the gospel. We came to the church a couple times, and then, you know, a couple years went by, we didn't come back, and then she texted me out of the blue saying, if you guys want to come to church, you guys can come to me, and then ever since that, we've just been coming, and coming to this church, I never felt this way going to any of the other churches that I went to. That's why we keep going, because it's just different when you're here. Like, every time I come here, I see you guys, and I'm just like, you guys make me want to be better. So that's, yeah, I thank Rachel for that. Because if it wasn't God sends people in your life for a reason. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here, and then I wouldn't have met the people here. Like, the fellowship that she was talking about, every time I fellowship, like the couple times I fellowship with you guys, I forget about everything. Like, I see you guys, and yeah, again, it just makes me want to become better, and you guys are so funny. It's hilarious. Like, I love to laugh, and then when I'm with you guys, I'm laughing all the time. So, yes, the fellowship here is amazing. It's better than anything, like, you know, the other people. It's not the same when you're here. It's just not the same. Like, when... like, I think about, like, before when I would hang out with other people, I'm like, what? Like, it's like right now I don't have that passion to, like, hang out with the other people I used to hang out with. Like, I just want to hang out here. Like, it's, that's it. Like, I just thank God for that. It just makes me feel different being here. Yes.
Amen. Okay. Amen. I don't think we ever had a night like this night. This is all right. It's all right.
Mine is very short and sweet. It's just a prayer that I prayed the other morning. I said, God, I thank you for your goodness and your unfailing love. You have never let me down. You're always here for me. You're the only constant in my life, and I thank you. Even when I'm faithless, you are forever faithful. I have a sure foundation. I can rest and relax, knowing all is well.
So that's a word of encouragement for just everyone that was talking about your trials and all of that. Now you see how other people get through what they go through just by having things like that they read. So Wow, that's all right. Mom, I know you're full. What you want to say? I just see you sitting there. I know you got something to say. Yeah, you just...
I'm thankful to be here tonight. Troy, I'm just so thankful. Your dad and I used to talk a lot about you kids, and it was his desire to see all his kids together worshiping the Lord. And so quickly, that prayer has been answered. I'm thankful. It's real what I see in you. It's very, very real. And it's igniting us here in the church. I'm so glad I'm here. You know, I go through my struggles like everybody else. I'm still trying to get myself together to find out who I am, because 40 years being married to the man that I was married to. You know, your lives are so entwined. And some days I just don't know who I am, what I want to be, what I want to do, anything like that. And I'm trying to give myself time. It's been 10 months, just about 10 months now. And I know I will eventually step into the vision of what God has remaining for me. But just hearing you all, hearing your testimonies, I see we're all being tried in one way or the other. It's encouraging to me. It really is. I'm really thankful to be here tonight. Love you all. Just like Sister Jessica was saying, you know, being in the midst of the believers, there's nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Well, one thing I know I won't do tonight, I won't preach. But I'm very grateful for just how the Lord does things. And I was sitting here today and just trying to, yesterday I had a few thoughts and I was starting to, you know, just kind of get my head around that. I was like, okay, maybe I'll preach that for Friday night. And then I start sitting down and trying to get it all together. And it's one thing that I knew I wanted to put into it. I couldn't find the quote for nothing. And I said, I done searched this. I know the quote there, and I just couldn't find it. So I said, well, maybe the Lord want me to go in a different direction. And I started, you know, looking at something else, and you know, so I felt prepared, you know, that if that's what the Lord wanted. But while I was here, my wife said I was just here in the office, and somebody come knocking on the door, and I'm like, Lord, who is this? And you know, when the person came in, and I mean, I knew that they were distraught and everything, and I'm like, okay, I think this is why God kept me at the church, right? It wasn't about the thought. It was really about this person and just being there at that moment for them. And when my wife came, I was like, I was very, very grateful she came, because it happened to be a young lady, and I'm like, oh, Lord, God, no, Jesus. You know, that's just one thing. And you got somebody distraught, and you're ready to tell them, you got to leave. You can't come in here. But you know, you just have to, you know, use wisdom. And I was glad my wife just came right on over when she could, because that keep the devil at bay. You know, but I realized that, you know, God's plan is much bigger than our plan. And what we have to learn is just to submit ourselves to his will, and just allow him to, you know, just get the glory and honor, you know, out of what he wants to do with us. I like I said, I had something, but I'm not going to, you know, take the time to try to go through that tonight. But I've been encouraged. I've been strengthened. You know, the Bible tells us to make known his deeds, and I heard y'all making known his deeds tonight. And I've just been really, really encouraged by, you know, the things that I've heard here. This is healthy. Amen. It's healthy for your spirit to just hear how God is just dealing with others here in the church. So I love it when we break routine. We just don't come in and just do everything that we normally do. But tonight, just let God be God, right? And this been real good. Brother Daniel, since you didn't have a testimony tonight, I'm going to have you come and say a closing prayer. And, you know, I appreciate Brother Daniel. I appreciate him. You know, many was saying how we just been praying, and you know, one of the key things, even as we've been going through the church ages, and we just kind of struck this in our Wednesday nights, but we struck it about a couple months ago inside of our Sunday school, and how Brother Branham was saying Columba had, there were 12 men that would go into a town or a city, and they would just they commit themselves to the gospel, and they just turn that city upside down. And when I first read that quote, I say, Lord, we need 12 men. And I say, that's the same thing Jesus did when he got 12 disciples. And I said, you know, the way I look at it is that I'm one of the 12, because Jesus is still the leader of all of us, right? And I'm one of the 12. I said, but we need 12 faithful men. 12 faithful men, and I believe God is raising that up and establishing that right here, you know. And like my brother said, we got to be faithful Wednesday night, Friday night, you know, Sunday morning. Anytime the church doors open, we want to be there. And, you know, so I just believe God got some great things in store. Y'all get ready for it. Y'all get ready for it. God got some big things in store for Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Amen. Big things that you never thought could happen, God want to do. But the reason that it, you know, one of the things that delay these things from happening is that we just not all get in the place that we need to be. Amen. And sometimes it's not just a natural place, but it's a spiritual place in Christ that we have to find ourselves in. You know, once we all kind of get there, you'll start seeing some things in church. I learned this while I was at Christ Fellowship. What you are a part of is a lot bigger than the part that you play. What you are a part of is a lot bigger than the part that you play. Amen. So, you know, each one, surrender yourselves to the Lord and allow God to use you, amen, in whatever way he desires. I was listening to my daughter, and I know how what she was saying. I remember my sister Gina being the same way when she was like the only musician in the church. And, man, she just got wore out sometime. You know, she just wanted somebody. And every once in a while, my cousin Eric couldn't play nothing, but he can put one finger on one note, and he'll go there with that keyboard, and he'd just be playing one note next to Gina. But it lit her up. You know, I got me another musician, you know. But it was something that just blessed her, and sometimes, you know, musicians go through that. But on the other side of that, God gave you that for a reason. And it's a blessing. When we went to Brother Wesco's last week and had a wonderful time, I saw Sister Wesco just like, thank God, you know, the musicians have come and walked through the doors. And I saw they had Troy up there on the bass guitar. Y'all didn't know Troy played bass? He was up there on the bass, you know, still picking around a little bit, but getting re-familiarized with it, you know. But he was up there, and I saw Sister Rachel walk in, and Troy sitting up there, and he directing traffic. And Sister Wesco like, thank God. And, you know, anytime we get an opportunity to serve others, that's something that we ought to thank God for, right? Because not everybody has that ability or that gift. So, you know, just be grateful. It's like there's ministers that walk into a church, and as soon as they walk in, Brother Branham went through that. You know, as soon as he walked into the church, there was no sitting down and talking about, I want to hear what the preacher got to say. One church he went into, it was a black pastor, and he was sitting there. He was like, he said, I was praying, and I was asking the Lord, say, Lord, what you going to give me to say? And I was just praying. I was asking the Lord, what you going to give me to say? And he said, then I looked up, and I saw Elder Branham in the church. And the Lord said, I ain't giving you nothing to say. The Elder Branham gonna speak tonight, and you know, I mean, you just, and Brother Branham said he knew he was in for it as soon as the man said that. But you know what? You got to be ready at all times, right? When God's called you to do something, he wants you to be ready. And when you do it, do it out of love,
Amen. Do it out of love because it goes a long way. And so we just thank God. Tomorrow night, Brother Joe Underwood will be in Okeechobee. 7 p.m. is the service time. And I know that if there's if any of us can make it out there to Okeechobee, I know that they would be so happy to have us. Amen. And when we went in last night, Brother Smiley had these meetings this week. And he, he had the meeting Thursday night, had the meeting Saturday and Sunday playing with Brother Joe. And then he got a call from some of the saints in his church, said, we got a family reunion this weekend, so we're not going to be there. And a whole family, half the church wasn't going to be there. And as a pastor, I know how that feel when you have a party and don't nobody come. That's a bad feeling, right? And you done told people about your party, right? You done let them know so they can get it on their schedule and everything like that, and they don't show up to your party. Man, that's a bad feeling. So when guest ministers and everything come and nobody there, man, that just, y'all want to see a pastor get down, that's a quick way to get them down. And you want to see them have mind battles, that's the quickest way to get them right there. You know, sometimes we act like it don't bother us, but it bothers us every time. So when we walked into that church last night and we come in, seven of us, and we walked in, that helped, the service. And Brother Sproul was so encouraged by that. And I know, church, that when we press our way and do things like that, it make a difference. When we went last week to Brother West Coast, that made a difference. Man, Brother Cliff preached. Y'all, I saw people in Brother West Coast Church act in ways that I had never seen before, right? But I know the atmosphere, it made Brother Clift a little more comfortable because he hadn't been there before. But by him preaching for us and being comfortable with us when we sat there and knowing that we're going to pull on the word, that brother just released. Was supposed to come running down the middle of the aisle. Just, I say, well, what's going on in here? And I said, boy, that's church to me, And one brother, he got outside and he shook my hand. And he was like, Brother Jack. He said, Brother Jack, Jesus loved people like me. People that don't have it all together. Jesus loves me, Brother Jack. I said, you all right? I'm just letting the world know Jesus loves us. I said, he just started preaching in the parking lot. I said, boy, I ain't never seen this happen at Brother West Coast Church. But, like Brother Troy said earlier, sometimes it's just services where you're not really expecting much. And I was talking to a brother today. I said, brother, I was at your church last week. Where was you? I miss you. Oh, man, they say it was some brother from Arkansas. I said, man, the man preached the house down. But our attitude, even we might say, well, it's just Brother Joe Underwood. Our attitude, that's why we don't get nothing. That's why we don't get nothing. But if you say, Lord, I know you're going to speak, we ain't got to wait to go to no South Carolina to get nothing from God. Meeting's happening right here. And you ain't got to get no hotel room. You ain't got to pay. Just get gas money. That's all. Show up. God will bless you. Amen, church. And let me tell you, the meeting got to be more important to you than anything else. Anything else. Service has got to be more important than anything else. On our schedule. So I thank God for all the things that I've heard here tonight, and I just appreciate that. I won't preach, but I will read a scripture. I wanted to go. I was gonna kind of go forward in the thought that I brought here a few Friday nights ago out of the Book of Revelation 17, and. I was going to tie it into something else. Revelation 17 and verse 14. And I'll just read that for you so we can at least say we read the Word of God. But it speaks here in Revelation 17, verse 14. Says, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him, that's talking about us, they that are with him are called and chosen
and faithful, right? That's who you are. You're called, you're chosen, and faithful. And when you get to that thing about being faithful, that means no matter what you're going through, you're still gonna be there, right? No matter what trials come in your way, it does not matter. You're gonna remain faithful. And one of the big things I just want to share with you tonight, that when God is calling somebody or choosing somebody, it's somebody that's already been faithful, right? When God is going to use somebody, it's somebody that's always been faithful. When you young sisters, my daughter, when you all go to churches and they call y'all, it's because y'all been faithful here. That's why they want you. Look, if you weren't playing here, nobody would want you playing out there. Hello, somebody. Right? If I wasn't ministering here, being faithful and ministering here, nobody would want me to minister like that. Some people just want to show up at game time. But that's not the way this thing works. Amen. I think that's my signal telling me I need to cut off. But you can't show up at game time, right? I mean, it's times like this where you got to be faithful. God watches over moments like these. And the blessings come because of people that want to be faithful, right? One of the biggest things that I want to push, you know, just amongst the saints, be faithful, church, be faithful. And everything you do, be faithful. Amen. I think that was, we had replication 1 year, but the next year it was faithfulness. And we still on that, right? Because everybody ain't got the revelation yet. But be faithful. Be faithful. That's the main thing that you can do. Thank God for Sister Naomi, who got her hours changing the job. Why? So she could be faithful. Hallelujah. And in her being faithful, that's going to be a blessing to Josiah. Not only Josiah, that's going to start playing keyboard for us on Friday night. Right? I mean, look, God know what he's doing. I know what he's doing. And I mean, some of the videos I see from that young sister, I said, man, we ain't going to sit and wait no 15 years for, no, let her start being used right now. And all she got to do is start just being faithful. My sister was young when she started, very young. I don't know what, how old was Gina? Yeah. She took over responsibility for the church at 14. Playing for the service, and we had some musicians back in the day. The best in town was at Tabernacle of Prayer, because that's what it was called back then. But the best in town was at TOP, right? And when Brother Wesco brought the message, you know, to the area and everything, man. One service made an announcement about no more women preachers, and we preaching the message now. Man, everybody was gone. We was too young to know what was going on, so we just stayed. But, man, I remember we went from having the best choir in town. Man, that choir was so good. They be calling up, say, Brother Wesco, we want your choir to come sing. And Brother Wesco say, you want my choir to sing? Well, you want me to preach. It was something. Now, wouldn't that be something if we had a group going here? Since I ain't preaching tonight, maybe we can do a little song Sunday. Let's practice a song here tonight. Maybe we can get something together for Sunday. Amen. Is that all right? But you know, we had a choir that impacted this entire area. And I said, what if we can do something like that here again? Right? A choir coming right out of here. You know, because when it's one thing, they love to hear you sing. People like good singing. But another thing, when they see the way you dress. I'm telling you, church, with all this talent we got here, if we would all just surrender ourselves and be faithful to God, God can do some great things right here. And I'm going to tell y'all, I feel like we wasting a lot of time. Too much time. God done assimilated a lot of talent here, a lot, and we ain't doing nothing, absolutely nothing with the talent. You mean we got to wait till July meetings?
They get a choir together? Not with all of this we got right here, but we ought to be on top of it. And I already, you know, and I'm going to tell you, when you have something good that's going, it actually causes other people to want to join what you got. You'll bring musicians in. You'll bring musicians. They'll want to be a part if you just get something started. I'm telling you, right? I mean, I got a cousin. It's just a matter of time. I'm just waiting. I'm looking for another trip to get on that bus. Right? Take the bus because, man, they being drawn. Every time we get on the bus, they told us that we the best group that ride that bus out of all the groups they take. They say when we get on, they ain't got to worry about nothing. Other people, they have to get up, walk around, making sure they ain't tan up nothing. Say when we get on that bus, they got complete confidence in us. And, you know, his wife, last time we went up there to South Carolina, she come back and she say, I found out the day that I'm a eagle inside a chicken coop. I say, oh, my. We need to take that eagle and just start screaming again. You know, go right on back around and let's scream some more until they come on. And you talk about a bass guitar player. The man can hold his own service. No other musicians get up there and sing, song leader, I got you. And they just keep talking about this church. It's a lot of things I have to hold myself. I know if we're faithful, God gonna act. I know God gonna act. But he ain't gonna do it if we're not faithful. You know, we can't be half stepping with God. Let's give him everything that he requires. All right, I'm gonna have Brother Daniel come and say a prayer, and after that, we're gonna practice a song for Sunday. We're gonna have us a little choir on Sunday. We're gonna practice a song for Sunday. Yeah. Amen. Come on, Brother Daniel. Amen. Glory to God.
All right. Before I say a prayer, I do have a testimony.
Come on, brother.
So I really haven't said this testimony. Normally, I just say to the Lord, I don't like standing up here sometimes. But I just thank the Lord for how far he has brought me. I came all the way from Ghana 6 years ago. And for all this while, he's been faithful. I always keep this promise where he told the children of God that they would never have to beg for bread. And it's always provided. No matter what, I always have something. Always. So I just want to thank God for that. And coming to Florida, I just got right out of college and then got a job, and this is my first rotation. So I told God I wanted to come to Florida because my friend came to Florida and I came to visit him, and I'm like, I love this. It's like sunny and everything, you know? I like the option of heat rather than cold, you know? Like, you know, so, and then he gave it to me, and so I have to be looking for church, and I came from a small church in Connecticut. It's like this, actually, like 6 hours there. So I wanted something similar. I'd like to be some part of a small thing, not like big stuff. Because I came from a big church in Ghana, and I know how the politics go. You just go to church late, nobody notices you, so you just stay in the back, and nobody has to worry about you. Except the pastor is my family friend, so they know me. So, I just wanted to be part of the small family, and I loved it here. The first thing that caught my attention was the song service. I'm like, wow, you people can sing. So the singing is a very good thing because that's what kept me. Because I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I have to be part of this because the singing is just so great. And then the ministry and everything, it was great. And by the West Coast service, all the conventions. So coming to Florida for this short term, I've been to 2 conventions in my entire time that I've been in the United States. So it's great. It's a good testimony. All right, so yeah, let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, author of life, giver of every good deed. We just want to express our profound gratitude to you for all that you've done for us. The small things, the big things, the little things, it's you expressing yourself in simplicity, and we appreciate it a lot. We have a lot of trials, we have a lot of things that we go through, but every through all those trials, we know one thing is for sure, that you are alive, and because you live, we know certainly we can face tomorrow. So we want to take confidence in that. We want to take confidence in your unfailing hand, your indestructible trust that we have in you, that we know that whatever we do, you are there for us, and you'll be there waiting for us to come back to you. You'll see us through all our trials, all our troubles, and you are going to provide for us because it's your word and it's your promise. You said we don't have to worry about what tomorrow holds. We just have to worry about today. So we take you up on that word and we stand by it. And we pray, Father God, that you open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on us. All the blessings that you have for us, let it rain, Father. Watch over us, be with us, bless your children, watch over us. There's so many testimonies that has been said to you this morning, counting out your blessing. You said, count out your blessing and name them one by one, that you know that I'm with you. So, God, we've counted out our blessings. We've counted them and named them one by one. Everybody in here has counted the blessing. So we know you're here with us, and we pray that you continue the work that you've started in our lives, in the ministry, whatever it is that you have for us. You said you have plans of good and not of evil. So we pray that whatever plans you have for us, let it be accomplished in our lives. And watch over us, be with us. Everything that we do, may it be to the glory of your name. As we go back to our respective places, please, please take us home. May we ponder above all these things, all this testimony that I've gone for. There's many different as our faces are, so is our needs. But you said you have so much riches in glory that you meet us according to our needs. So please do that, Father, and help each and every one of us. Be with us, foster our communication, our fellowship. May you be God in our lives. Grant it in Jesus' name. Amen.